Baba Joe.
Say a pleasant hello to everyone out there on the locked in. You don't know, this is the Depth in Talent podcast for another season 2. I am very glad that you guys are listening to me right now. My name is DJ Ojo and I'm your host as usual. Well, we end off that in season 1 with a banger. You don't know, we like the vibes. That's why we bring back season 2 to you guys. So basically, today's topic is, I don't know, dancer is trending right now. So if you're listening from World Vibes Radio, I gotta say big up and big shout out to everyone on Overton locked in. And if you're listening from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Audimac, YouTube, I gotta give you a big shout out as well. Any platform you're listening to me on, if it's Google Podcasts, I gotta say hello, hello, hello. And if you're not following us on Instagram or like our Facebook page, the name is Depth_in_talent. And if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, that is Depth in Talent Extra, to get insights on behind the scenes and even more. So guys, as you know, I've been out, it's the first episode from the year start. You get what I'm saying? It's the first episode and today is February 20th. You don't know, it's the world premiere of this number one podcast. You don't know, it is we alone that brings authentic, number one authentic energy to you guys, our listeners. So if it's the first year joining me, you gotta stay tuned to the podcast because we bring you some info that you haven't heard of and even more and more. So on today's topic of our episode 1 of season 2 of our podcast, our topic, as you know, I'm hosting the show on the outside. So I'm not in studio. I'm not voicing this show in studio. I'm totally outside doing this show. I'm standing right now. So guys, if it's 30 minutes and I'm standing for 30 minutes, guys, you got to give me a support because we really need the support. Okay. So I have this mic on me and I'm doing the podcast from outside. You get what I'm saying? I have this headphone on my ears. People are wondering what is this nigga doing outside? He's Jamaican. Why is he talking to himself? Well, they don't know why I'm doing a podcast. You don't know I'm doing a podcast. You get what I'm saying? I got to say big shout out to the Americans that always tune into the Depth in Talent podcast. You guys love Jamaican music and you guys love the energy. So I'm not afraid to give you the real talk. You get what I'm saying? Yes. So on today's topic for podcast season 2, episode 1 is Betrayed by a Clown. Well, you guys know a clown is a very funny type of dressing looking person. If you have heard about Joker in Gotham, you know Joker was a clown and Joker is a joker. You get what I'm saying? He's a joker. He gives funny jokes. So the definition of a clown is a person who wears a unique makeup, face and a costume, performing comedy in a state of open-mindedness, all while using physical comedy. So you guys are probably wondering, why is DJ Baojo talking about clown in a music podcast? Why is DJ Baojo talking about clown in the music podcast? Well, basically, you guys will be knowing why I'm talking about a clown in our podcast. So if you're watching us on YouTube and if you've seen the cover art, I don't want you guys to pre the cover art as it is, because I will be giving it a standard definition. Well, I'm talking about this dancehall artist, a particular dancehall artist that is being cloned by his girlfriend. I'm not saying he's being cloned by his girlfriend, but he is. He is being cloned by his girlfriend. Literally, physically, mentally. He's being controlled by his girlfriend. So you guys might be wondering, why is this DJ Ojo talking about this nigga is being a clown to his girlfriend? Guys, literally, I'm trying to say that this youngster is in the music industry, from last year. He has got his exposure, he have got his views to up to millions and plus. You get what I'm saying? So as you know, I'm doing the podcast on the outside. As I said, I have the mic on, so you might hear some background noise. I'm not using my condenser mic. I'm not in studio. Okay. So, betrayed by a clown. I think some of you guys might know who's a clown and what is the meaning of the betrayal. Betrayal is being sold out. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, being sold out. So I'm talking about this dancehall particular artist, Silk Boss. I guess nothing few guys know about Silk Boss. Silk Boss, new dancehall artist. He haven't got bust for a warning year yet, but his career is really up there. His talent is really magnificent, and Silk Boss is like, I'm saying, like, he's changed a lot, and that is really why we're talking about what we be talking about in this podcast. I'm not doing a review, and I'm not doing a vlog or blog. I'm doing a podcast, so literally what I talk is what I talk. My mouth didn't join church, so I talk what I should talk, and I say what I want to say. If you feel offended, well, don't feel offended. That is what I'm saying. So Silk Boss got his first performance in England. As I'm saying, Silk Boss got his first performance in England. I think it was the ending of December to the first week in January, or the second week in January. Silk Boss made his first performance in England alongside with Eyewater. I don't know Eyewater, the dancehall artist Eyewater. So there was a big drama between Silk Boss and his manager / producer / it list continues. There was a bit of argument between them, in which, you know, no, I was doing my research. I didn't get in contact with the artist, and I didn't get in contact with the musician. So the argument was begun by Teradon. Teradon is the name of his manager. Teradon left Silk Boss in England and came back to Jamaica. I know some of you guys are gonna say that is a big shaggery. Well, you need to hear the full story. The full story goes, so they went to England. I don't remember the date, if it was in December or it was in the first week of January, but they were in England. I was getting information that the person who booked Eyewater and Silk Boss didn't pay Silk Boss. You get what I'm saying? And Silk Boss ended up violating that promoter, in which that is the same promoter who paid for the trip for them to come to England. And also that is the same producer who sort out the visa for Silk Boss to be in England with Teradon and his girlfriend. So Silk Boss was in England, and there was a argument between the promoter and Silk Boss, in which Silk Boss, that is the same promoter who gave Silk Boss somewhere to stay along with Teradon. So an argument started up, and you don't know Silk Boss, but up one who the promoter, and one who. So that gone already. That don't have nothing to do with what I'm saying right now, but they were making money off dub plates, and because they don't know them, the show was, they didn't get any pay from the show, so they didn't have the money. They had to rent where they want to stay, so they have to hustle some money from the dub plate. So They booked a plane ticket. I think the plane ticket costs £500. I think it costs £500. So they booked the plane ticket and to Jamaica. Three of them booked the plane ticket because I don't know. IATA is not managed by Teradan, so I would say it's Silk Boss alone that Teradan had in England. So they booked the plane ticket because Silk Boss and Teradan wasn't staying at the same place, so it was Silk Boss and his girlfriend alone at the same place. You get what I'm saying? I don't know if it's a hotel or it's a villa, whatever. I don't know. That's why I'm not gonna say it's a hotel. But Silk Boss and his girlfriend Brie Official was at the same place, and Teradan was at another place. I don't know if it was a family member or who, but he was at another place with them. So it was £500, I think, for the plane fare to Jamaica from England, £500, and that was £3,500. That is £1,500 to for the three flights of for the three of them to come back to Jamaica. So on coming back to Jamaica, Teradan was trying to get to Silk Boss because they planned to come back together and such on the 11th, because they were on it was still there. It was their first time in England, and Silk Boss, they had a visa that could make their stay for a 2 week, and they should be back in Jamaica from January 11th. Yes, there was to be back in Jamaica from January 11th. But Teradan was calling Silk Boss. He said he was calling Silk Boss for a long time. A long, long time, guys. And because they plan to come back to Jamaica together. So Silk Boss said that Brie isn't ready as yet, and Brie is doing her makeup, so you have to wait. He's a say, remember that England is a 24-hour clock, right? England is a 24-hour clock and 24-hour timing. He's a said. So if you're late in England, you cannot be late for your flight. It's better to be double early than even a minute late. Because remember that you're gonna lose your money. You're gonna lose that £500 for the flight to come back to Jamaica. So you'll get stuck in England. That was their last money, well, you don't know. So after immigration, I'm gonna make it 4 hours back on a flight to England. So Teradan left Silk Boss. He went on the plane because Silk Boss' girlfriend Brie Official was dealing with her makeup. So Teradan left Silk Boss, the plane went, and here's what I say. So Silk Boss got left in England with his girlfriend. Silk Boss got left in England with his girlfriend, guys. Is it? Yeah, he got left in England with his girlfriend, in which Silk Boss really felt away. He really felt away, like this was a sellout by Teradan, and this was that it showed that Teradan doesn't rate him. You see what I'm saying? In his mind, he was say like Teradan don't rate him because Teradan cut left him and them bag of thing there. Remember, Teradan, it was Teradan's first time in England. It was Silk Boss' first time in England, and it was Brie. So if Teradan messed up his staying in England, he could might not be got granted another visa to come back to England when he want to come back next time or to perform back in England. So Silk Boss, it would be a luck if you can come back to England after what happened. You overstayed in England because the visa expired. Your stay expired on the 11th, and you have to book another flight for the the 13th. That is an overstay, 13th of January. So you came long after back to Jamaica. Well, that is a bad look for your first time, bro. For your first time. I think people learn from their mistakes. I think Silk Boss would learn from his mistakes. But it is saying no. It is saying no. That because I'm seeing that words are being thrown on social media platforms and etc. etc. about who was there first and who was there after and that and that and that. I'm basically gonna give you my opinion. So I see on Terror Dad status that the first post he posted was you dare blame her because she find you out and tell me. You never real all if something go down you shouldn't and never go on the plane and your artist not dep on the plane. Ya pussy and me will never rate you for that. So I think that story was a message sent by from Silk Boss himself. So as you know, Silk Boss got his exposure by Terradon. He got exposure about Terradon was the producer who buys Silk Boss and took over Silk Boss under his wings. So it all happened from the song Mankind, Silk Boss song that was on August 17 or something like so. I don't quite remember. It was from August. Is that what I'm saying? I got in some message. So after the song went at least 700 and something views. I don't know if Silk Boss and Bree Official was in contact before he released Mankind, but I don't think so. So I also see Terradon posted on it a screenshot of assuming Silk Boss messages to Bree. So it was sent on August 25th, 3:10 p.m. The message say, continue do what I do here. That is from Bree with what is that emoji with Irie. Watery eyes. So he replied, thanks on ice with the Ice Nation emojis. So she asked on the 26th, 11:14 a.m. Wanna be friends? The bikes are passing. Those are Yang Yang bikes. So I guess they weren't friends before Silk Boss dropped Mankind. And Mankind was a touching song. Mankind was a real song. You see what I'm saying? So she said, you want to be friends? And Silk Boss said, sure. Then she said, app. And I think he shared his app info and they continued the text from that. So basically, at that point, I'm seeing that Silk Boss was the one, Bree was the one who tried to get in contact with Silk Boss. So at that point, I'm seeing that Bree was the one trying to get in contact with Silk Boss. Because she was the one who inboxed Silk Boss first, I think. Silk Boss probably was seeing this girl from Instagram and always wanted her, by the way. But you don't know who Bree is. Bree is a female who only talks to popular guys. You get what I'm saying? Like YouTuber guys. Because well, I'm a YouTuber, by the way. My channel name is Flex with Joe. And I always watch Bree Official and Daniel Liu. Daniel Liu is our ex-boyfriend. Daniel Liu is also an artist, but he didn't got the exposure. He didn't got the bus. But I think if Daniel got the bus, but then probably Bree would have, you know. But they broke up and she moved on to Silk Boss after. in which I heard that Silk Boss is have been cutting off his friends that even bring him to Kingston. You see what I say? So in my sense of what is going on, I would say like it would be like Bree is trying to change Silk Boss, is trying to, you don't know, Silk Boss is a young youth. He's not 20 years old as yet. I don't think he quite understand how good his music is, how good his talent is, and how he should be more serious. I'm not going to say confident, but more serious with his career. Myself right now, I'm focusing on music. So I don't want any distraction. Most of the artists out there, they are focused on their music. So you will barely see them with their girlfriend. You will barely see them in the media with their girlfriend. And their girlfriend might be at home or wherever else. But he's young. Is it what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? He is young, but Silk Boss should be more serious and more focused on his music. That is how you're gonna produce more music and you're gonna be writing good music when you're more focused. I'm not saying like she is not making Silk Boss focus on what he's doing, but you know, she can be a distraction to Silk Boss, because if Silk Boss is at studio and she's at studio, because I'm hearing that even on video shoots and Bree is there, and if Bree slippers pop out, if Bree slippers got busted, is your slippers got busted, and Silk Boss have to get her another pair of slippers, and he would send even the producer straight to Portmore to go get her a slippers. I'm thinking this girl is controlling Silk Boss' mind. I'm thinking that she is making him not focus. As I heard CMR said, and this is a talk I really recognize, a woman can make you and a woman can break you. So Silk Boss really need to look into himself, if he's focused on the game, and if she is making it, or is she making him breaking his life. Get what I'm saying? So Silk Boss really need to know himself, as I said. He's really need to look into himself and know that Terradon was the one who helped him out from the beginning. But if Terradon wasn't dissing him and Terradon is trying to tell him the right, he should look into it and say, yo, Terradon is the elder senior and Terradon show me the right ropes. You see what I say? So I'm not going to violate him. Don't make the beat tell. You if you do nothing about the dog, you see what I'm saying? Unless Terradon was a negativity and he must show you bad vibes and then wait there. You see what I'm saying? Or he must try to control you in some way where you don't want to be controlling. But another thing, remember that I heard that Bree is now your official manager. I don't know how Bree is gonna, and I don't know, Bree has no one in music or have any experience in music. I know she have experience in YouTube, but not music. So I don't know how would this work, but good luck to you, my brother. Good luck to you. Is what I'm saying. Well, another thing I heard, because Silk Boss Instagram with the verification badge is now blank, no profile picture, no posts, following zero persons. And I heard that because the page was created by Terradon took what the page. Well, if if this is how it goes, I would rank Sheridan, because remember, the page belongs to the man. You see what I'm saying? The page belongs to the man. The page is not yours. No matter if you was the one who created it, it is his page. But you can give him back in pages. I'm gonna say all of you. But I think you guys really need to work it out. I think Silk Bar should look in himself and say, yo, he checked up for what he did. You get what I'm saying? He checked up for what he did. So I think you guys should work it out. So guys, it's almost the 30 minutes of the show. And if you're listening to us on radio right now, Revised Radio, I glad that you guys are listening. But right now we're going for the spotlight in music. Yes, we are having a spotlight in music right now, guys. So this song is coming from, he's a friend of mine, he's a great G of mine from the Flipperside crew. I don't know, his name is Aster G. You don't know Aster G, you know, am I bridging in? You don't know, say. This is a new song from him. I will be doing an exclusive review of the song right after this. But I'm going to play the song at the moment and make you guys hear it. So don't go nowhere.
You're belting. Them don't know see only authentic beats. Flip aside right now. Get the Nautica, get the Polo brand. If I no spinny car, the logo then in the world. And the jeans the chop, at the knee spot. What? Right at the knee spot. Nautica no cheap, like food in a cook shop. We no dust that, for me swag good. And no kids in a bus back, roses. But that turn it up notch. Flip me for some give down friends. I kill my jeans that chop. Style me sip, tell me craft it mad. Nautica, the jeep, no pop that. Flip aside for me Christmas. Flipping Nautica for century. Be a Nautica, me sentry. From Clarendon back to Senti. Nautica for century. Nautica for century. Nautica for century. Nautica for century. Be a Nautica, me sentry. From Clarendon back to Senti. Nautica for century. Nautica for century. Nautica for century. Spinny cup on the bucket, that don't know the bad. Sexy gal in the Christmas waffle, blow my cock. Mount of money in my pocket, them I send my chop. Nautica bag, R is a Ralph. Fimmy kicks body, style him at the most lava. Weed off it full of seed, dog a mossy guava. And the gal a summer fresher than the river water. She waffle bring me daughter, fat pussy Christian century. Be a Nautica, me sentry. From Clarendon back to Senti. Nautica for century. Nautica for century. Nautica for century. Nautica for century. Be a Nautica, me sentry. From Clarendon back to Senti. Nautica for century. Nautica for century. Nautica for century. Nautica for days. Be a Nautica, me wear. When me pull up, walk foot the stair. Knowing half fi dear. If a tree can cheat, we care. Lyrics at what your phone a blaze. Put me wipe the tears. Yeah, me world be feel. Yeah, me world be feel. Nautica for days. Nautica for days, Nautica for century. Be a Nautica, me century. From Clarendon back to Senti.
Nautica for century. Be a Nautica, me century. From Clarendon straight back to Senti. Yo, a bad to the people. Well, if you like it, guys, you can go check it out on Aster G YouTube channel. You get what I'm saying? The G is on also Spotify, so you guys can check them out. You see what I'm saying? Support the youths. Guys, support the youths. Well, this song is well buzzy. I think it's a summer type of song. I think this song is going to run your street one day or this day or some day in the area. You get what I'm saying? So, guys, keep safe. You see what I'm saying? Keep blessed. You don't know, say, Aster G of the buzzy song right now. You see what I'm saying? Nautica for century. Be a Nautica for century. From Clarendon straight back to Senti. You get what I'm saying, guys? So, you don't know a thing, go. I'm gonna say keep safe, keep blessed, and you don't know the pre, you don't know say our show was sponsored by Buzzy Jamaica, World Vice Radio. You don't know World Vice Radio is the number one radio station, you know. We have to pick up World Vice Radio, you know. Is that what I'm saying? And if you want to get exclusive contents, if you want to subscribe to the show, you can subscribe to us on YouTube or you can subscribe to us on Anchor. Well, if you want to listen to Depth in Talent exclusive shows also, and you don't know, say, so can subscribe for either $2.99 or even upgrade a plan. Just make sure, say, big up yourself, keep safe. Baba Joe checking out.